USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is slamming the mayor of New York City for not taking him up on his offer of reinforcements to handle violent protests. Cuomo says New York has handled these kinds of situations before. His criticism started with Mayor Bill de Blasio, who feels that city police is enough. He says the mayor
underestimates the scope of the problem. I think he underestimates the duration of the problem.
Then Cuomo says the 38,000-strong NYPD did not stop the looters.
Use 38,000 people and protect property.
The governor says he offered the National Guard, but de Blasio refused. Given that, he says changes in response are needed to stop the destruction. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Curfews remain in effect in cities nationwide in an effort to curb the violent demonstrations sparked by the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police. Relatives of George Floyd joined thousands of protesters in Houston where he grew up.
This is amazing, all you guys out here. God bless you all.
Another member of Floyd's family is calling for peaceful protests. Uncle Roger Floyd responded to looting and destruction of property in cities across the country, including Washington, D.C.
Totally uncalled for, because it becomes a situation of selfishness instead of being selfless.
In Washington, D.C.,
who are you protecting? Who are you protecting?
Demonstrators are out once again in the streets of the nation's capital as controversy continues over Monday night's use of force directed at protesters outside the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
China is displeased about President Trump's plans for the G7 summit. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
China's warning against excluding Beijing from major world organizations and summits like the G7, following a report that the United States president is looking to expand the G7 summit to include South Korea, Australia, India, and Russia, but China's not invited. A Beijing foreign ministry spokesman saying that U.S. invitation to the other nations without including China will not benefit the United States or the world, and that leaving Beijing out of important circles will not win trust. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's more evidence that the coronavirus was circulating in the U.S. as much as a month prior to the first confirmed local case in February. According to research from the CDC's COVID-19 response team, genetic analysis of early cases suggests a single line of coronavirus imported from China began circulating in the U.S. between January 18th and February 9th. Genetic analysis of the early Washington state strains of coronavirus indicate they sprang from a common ancestor, which existed between mid-January to early February. The conclusion is that in many cases, the virus can be spread by people who show few or no symptoms. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.